much it's gotta suck to race against Usain Bolt? Because you know you're gonna lose every time. Every one of those guys at the Olympics had to train 4 years of their lives, eat right, exercise, do everything right, sleep right, everything, fly to the other side of the world. They show up at the starting line, and Usain Bolt shows up. Every one of them was hoping that he would have food poisoning from the night before. Everyone, oh, come on! It's bullshit. If I trained 4 years of my life, ran, exercised, slept right, did everything right, flew to the other side of the world, Usain Bolt showed up, I would do something to get noticed. Something. Like when they hit the gun, I'd go the other way. Think about it. They would have to interview you. Right? They would have to come up after the race. Why'd you go the other way? In my country, you hear gun, you go that way. We have war in my country. Let me come to your country, please. Oh, my God. Where's the guys that are in their 40s? Guys in your 40s, where are you? By plot. There you go, right there. Right there. What's your name? What's your name?
Farid.
Farid, how old are you?
40-something.
40-something? That's 49 and a half. Farid, I'm 45. Let me ask you a question. When you watch the Olympics, do you still in the back of your mind think that if you started training right now, that in 4 years you could compete in one of the events? Do you still have that fantasy? Farid, I have not given up. I still watch. I go, I could do some of this shit. Farid, I was watching the diving. I go, I could do the diving? If I trained 4 years of my life every day, I thought I could do, like, fine, I'm not delusional. I wouldn't start, like, the first day on the high dive and, like, do a triple axel. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first week, I would just bounce. Just 1 week. Just 1 week, I'd bounce. Week two, cannonball. You know, I worked my way up. Farid, I got so into it that I actually started doing the research. I go, there's got to be a team that needs a diver. Like, not Team USA, because USA always has the best. I thought maybe Iran could use a diver. I actually researched to see what Iran won the medals in last time. They won in taekwondo, wrestling, and weightlifting. All individual sports. We can only do individual sports. Oh, yeah. People from that part of the world, Iranians, Arabs, Armenians, everyone, Indians, we can only do individual. We can't do team sports. No, because we don't get along with each other. We'll never win the World Cup because we argue with each other. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I've played soccer my whole life. Anytime I've played on a team with Iranians, we start the game with 11 players, end it with 3. And it's not because the referee gives us red cards. No, we argue and walk off. Every game there's a guy, Bobo, pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball. You don't pass, I'm leaving. You don't pass the ball, I'm gonna go. You're gonna pass the ball. Every game. And then 1 hour later, we're all at a Persian restaurant. It's a love fest. 1 hour later, same guy. Bob, I'm so sorry. Listen, buddy, I love you. I got crazy. I get crazy. You didn't pass. I was open. You didn't pass. I was open. You didn't pass the ball. I love you. Next time, pass the ball. For now, pass the kebab. Pass the kebab for now. Next. Guys, I got so into this that I actually started watching to see, like, watch the competition a little bit. So I was watching the diving team, and the announcer comes on, and he goes, diving next for China, Mingling Li just turned 10. I was like, shit! I'm old enough to be her great-grandfather. Maybe I can babysit at the next Olympics. I don't...
Watch Maz Jobrani, Immigrant, only on Netflix.